Welcome to the Visionary Fundraising Podcast. Hi, I'm David Oakes. We're talking about how the truth will set you free, but first, it'll make you miserable. Today's show, we're going to look at the frequent illusion bias and how it can keep us and our fundraising small. Talking about how the truth will set you free, but first it'll make you miserable. This is a quote from the most oft quoted communicator in history, Jesus. He is famous for having said that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So the key word there, I think, is no. You will know the truth and the truth will make you free. It'll set you free. But so often we don't get set free. We stay the same. We're stale. We don't grow. Why? Because we don't know or we don't assimilate the truth that we need to hear. Why is that? Because when what we need to hear, the truth, comes to us, it makes us miserable, and so we reject it. So, visionaries who were destined to live large lives, to get all the money they need, to change the world that they found, they're going to leave this world having changed it. Oh my gosh. These people, they don't stop growing. They hear what they need to hear. They know what they need to know because they understand there are algorithms in their head that will do its, they'll do their best to reject the things that they want to hear. There's algorithms, there's biases in our heads that hurt us, and we need to recognize that they're there. And then step outside of those algorithms, step outside of those biases and be the better for it. Let's quickly today talk about one more bias or one more algorithm that all of us have. We just need to recognize it and then step above it when it tries to hold us back. And that's called the frequent illusion bias. It happens after you notice something for the first time. There is this tendency to notice it more often, leading us to believe that it has a higher frequency of occurrence than may actually be true. Here's how this has played out in my life. You go to the automobile dealership and you drive a model of car that you never even knew existed. Let's just say you never heard of a Toyota Prius. You drive a Toyota Prius, a brand new one at the dealership, and you're just so impressed. As you're pulling out of the dealership, you look across the freeway, and oh my goodness, there's a Toyota Prius. Oh my goodness, look over there, there's one. You're on your way home and you turn to the road where your house is. You're headed to your neighborhood. And who do you see on your road but someone driving a Toyota Prius? Pull into your neighborhood and then you notice they're sitting in one of your neighbor's driveway is a Toyota Prius. And then you make this conclusion, which may not be true. OMG. Toyota Priuses are taking over the world. Those things are, that's one of the most best-selling cars, has to be of all time. Not true. They were always there, but you never noticed them. And then tomorrow when you go to work, you're going to notice a Toyota Prius in the parking lot at work. Oh my goodness. There is this bias now that makes you believe that maybe Toyota is selling more Priuses than may actually be true. Who knows? We don't know. But once we notice something for the first time, there's this tendency to notice it more often. And then it leads us to believe that there's a higher frequency of occurrence than when it may not actually be true. This frequent illusion bias, it's also known as the false consensus effect. It's the tendency for us to overestimate the extent to which other people share our beliefs or our values and our attitudes. This can hurt you in fundraising when you assume that your donors share your same passion and your donors receive and hear what you're putting out there. And you may think they're more for you than they really are. You may look at what you're doing and you cannot hear anything but that what you're doing is the best that can be done. You may assume that your people love to hear about what you want to tell them. That can happen because someone tells you, gives you something, some kind of positive feedback. And you think because that one person gave you positive feedback that everyone's thinking the same thing. This frequent illusion. And then you'll go around and you'll see things that help you to believe what probably you shouldn't believe. So the frequent illusion bias, it can lead to a lack of you understanding your donors' real motivations or their real preferences. You may assume that the donors are motivated by the same factors that drive your passion and your cause. It can result in ineffective strategies because it just doesn't resonate with the donors that it could be resonating with. It doesn't generate the desired level of support. So how do you overcome or how do you avoid this frequent illusion bias and its negative impact? Here's what you do. You gotta work hard to listen. You work hard to gain a deeper understanding of your donors' motivations and preferences, and not just your donors that love you and that are close, not just those that give a lot and that know you the most. Speak to those who are looking in from the outside. Do some marketing analysis. Ask people to look at your website and say, what's your feelings? What's your impression? And then engage in active listening. You know what that means? Ask a lot of questions. And why would you say that? And here's what I hear you say. And then ask them, is that what you just told me? So you're going to overcome this frequent illusion bias by gaining a more accurate understanding of your potential donors' perspectives, your donors' perspective, and then you're going to tailor your strategies to better speak to them so that you can achieve greater success in your fundraising efforts. You want to listen more widely. Find out what people who don't share your exact perspective think. Ask them, engage them, and listen. Find people who might disagree with you, and instead of judging them, get them to examine your stuff. Hey, look at my newsletter. Judge it. Tell me honestly. I need your feedback. And then just say, I don't care if that hurts me. Please give me honesty. Learn from them. Learn from them. And then embrace and listen to what they might tell you. Embrace and listen to what they might tell you. Okay, that's my show for today. Is the truth will make you free, but only if you know it, if you assimilate it, if you won't listen to it, because the first thing it does is cause you to put up your dukes and you can't hear it. It won't do you any good. So yes, the truth sets you free, but you gotta know it first. The truth will, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. But I can tell you, it almost always makes us miserable first. I'm glad you tuned in today. Don't forget who you are. You're amazing. You're a visionary. You are a world changer. You have seen injustice and you just can't live, but that you have to bring a solution and answer to it. You see a problem in this world and you've given now your whole life to fix that thing. God bless you. See you on our next show.